This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I try to not get mean on air. I try to not get sarcastic. But it's either that or start crying. Because we are on this planet, in this beautiful universe that God made, surrounded by so much goodness. But we allow evil to run our lives and take control. And to watch them all over the news celebrate, hey, the sperm count's down 50%. And by the year 2047, everybody will be sterile. And they can't even hide the fact that they're laughing about it. And the people doing this are all childless leftists. In fact, they were looking at it last year like no EU leader has children. People ask, why did none of them have children? Because it's a damn post-human cult. And you don't get in it if you have children, at least in this next phase, because they're the minion class. Bill Gates has a bunch of kids. Ted Turner has a bunch. And again, they'll go, oh, you're knocking people don't have children. No, obviously, you're not in that group if you don't have children. I'm saying they hate humanity. They don't want a future. They don't want to have a child and just transfer power to them. They're going to live forever. They don't want children. You see, you can't have people living forever and then have new people being born because it overpopulates the universe. There's got to be special boards and commissions in the Galacticus system that decide who's allowed to procreate. And, you know, as I say that, you go, you know, I've heard that a lot. Even a new listener will go, where have I heard that? In most of the Marvel comic movies? In films going back 100 years? Things to come? H.G. Wells? You'll see movies about, oh, I hope we get our license to have one child. China already had that for 30-something years. It's all a globalist plan. And it'd be like trying to go through a cave without a light to not know this. Everything else hinges on the global takeover so they get full power to force the destruction of the grassroots economy, to force control over you and your family, to then inject you with soft kill weapons that take a week, a month, 5 years, 10 years to kill you, depending on the person. And they have plausible deniability. And then we just get used to it. Yeah, there's a lot of, you go to the child movie now, and like there's two or three rows of autistic kids in there. God, it seems like a third of the kids can't talk and are screaming and yelling and squawking and waving their hands around because their cerebral cortex got annihilated. Or, man, I tell you, there are a lot of kids on chemo. Man, there are a lot of kids. Yeah, none of that ever happened before because they're killing everybody. And everybody just gets used to it, having all these kids dying around us and having all these mentally retarded children, all these autistic children. And how do you make sure an autistic child, you might have fried their brain, but you didn't get those testicles, didn't get those ovaries. So now you give them the shot to make sure. And yeah, it'll give them a heart attack, give them a lung bleed. So what? Good. Medical system will suck your family dry. Get that money too. Because the globalists are predatorial. They're predators. And if you don't understand that, and if you don't get that to your head, you don't have any future. So here's the deal. I'm not a candy ass, and I'm not going to sit up here and just blow BS at you. And I know you know that. And I can play all these entertaining clips and make fun of liberals all day and, you know, talk about Al-Qaeda and the Muslims, which is another army of the globalists. But just know this, it's all about chaos and the destruction of an upwardly mobile civilization with nuclear families and a goal and communing with God and the plans God has for us. But, I mean, I could get into Trump rallies coming up, how exciting that is, or I could get into all the latest Bitcoin news, or I can tell you about hyperinflation coming up, but instead, I'm going to give you the latest on the COVID-19 New World Order takeover so we can stop it together, which there's major pushback happening and some very positive things happening in the midst of all this chaos.
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I am sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hour number two, Nick Fuentes is going to be debating Robert Barnes tomorrow night at 6 Central on the Israeli-Palestinian ongoing conflict. He's going to be popping in next segment. Talk about that incredible racist pig, Admiral Akbar's daughter, I guess. Lightfoot up in Chicago saying she won't talk to white people because they're inherently bad. He's going to pop in, and then I'm going to open the phones up and take your calls for the balance of the transmission today on a host of topics that I'll announce. And if I get a little negative and bummed out about the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, all celebrating sperm counts plunging towards zero soon, the end of humanity, how great it's going to be, how wonderful it'll be for women not to have any children. They actually say that, how empowering it'll be. The whole thing's asinine. If you don't want to have children, don't have them. Don't have them put chemicals in the food and water that cause this, and then have them admit it all. The phthalates and the bisphenols and the atrazines. And it's all a big joke. Should I play you Jimmy Kimmel and Colbert and all of them who had talking points over the years? You know, Jones is that crazy guy saying there's chemicals in the food and water that are turning the frogs gay. When they would ignore my whole report showing government documents. But that's when it was internal information. Now it's out in the open. But they don't tell you how to get away from it. If you want potato chips, buy potatoes, slice them, and fry them yourself. If you literally stop eating off plastic and you stop microwaving things in plastic, that's when the phthalates really come out, especially when your wife is pregnant. You know, getting pregnant is a big deal. You ought to go out to the countryside, live off an organic garden, and at least the first trimester, or you're going to get a mutant. That's why the public looks so weak, looks so sick, is screwed up, because they're killing everybody. And that's all admitted. So again, this isn't negative what I'm telling you. There's still time. Like if you stuck your hand in a garbage disposal and turned it on, and it was just cutting the ends of your fingers off. There's still time to turn it off and pull your hand out. So I'm not being negative. I'm saying, hey, let's pull our hand back But old David Rockefeller's project for Bill Gates is no. That feels good what you're feeling. That's a tickle. Shove that hand in with all the force you've got. In fact, climb up in that there wood chipper, and you're going to find all your dreams down at the bottom of it. And it's all about seeing what you can do, seeing what you'll go along with. Let's hit some more headlines here. CDC investigating reports of heart problems in young vaccine recipients. And, of course, it's always the same article. Oh, there was a few people might have had a problem. Well, they don't mention the people dying. 15-year-old boy dies of heart attack 2 days after taking Pfizer vaccine, had no history of allergic reactions. That's in the VAERS ID system, 1242573. But all these countries have banned these vaccines, but, again, mainstream news and the late-night comics all laugh at us and say, just take it, everything's fine. Here's a little clip off of local NBC talking about what's happening with the reports of heart problems in the young. Here it is.
There are reports that heart problems are now coming up in some young people who take the COVID-19 vaccine. The CDC is certainly investigating, wanting to know what's happening here. Inside's Nico Clemens spoke with a doctor about these recent findings.
It's a scary thing because we are really protective of our heart.
Tonight, new concerns surrounding the COVID-19 vaccine in young people. The CDC says it's investigating reported cases of heart problems in teens and young adults who've received the vaccine. A May 17th report from the agency's vaccine safety group said some developed myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart muscle. Dr. John Green is the chief of infectious diseases at the Moffitt Cancer Center.
They want the information out now so they can get all the reports and then really come up with a recommendation. Is it truly an increased risk, or is this just a random finding?
The vaccine safety group said most cases appear to be mild and follow-up of cases is ongoing. Earlier this month, a CDC committee endorsed the Pfizer vaccine for kids as young as 12, while the Moderna vaccine is still recommended for people 18 and older, according to the CDC.
It'll probably turn out that this myocarditis is no more likely than deafness that was just recently investigated. But, you know, that's why we want to know now, and then we can come up with a figure.
Despite the recent news, Dr. Green is telling parents, get your children vaccinated.
The risk of getting those bad outcomes with the vaccine is 100 times less than getting the viral infection. And because of that, we're still recommending people, it's in your best interest to get the vaccine.
He says the more who do, the more we can get this pandemic under control. In Tampa, Nico Clemens, 8 on your side.
Get the pandemic under control. 15 days to cut the curve. All that other BS, it's all fake numbers. It's not even COVID deaths even happening in places like London, but they're still locked down. Oh, there's one case in New Zealand. They shut the whole country down. It's about martial law. Notice he just said, we haven't studied it. We don't know. It's an experimental shot. But it's 100 times more dangerous to get COVID than to get this vaccine that's been banned in India and China because of heart attacks. And hey, if you're 15 and you get it, your heart starts beating crazy, it swells up, you got chest pain, well, you're probably going to live. But you're 65, 70, you already got some blockages, you're going to be like Marvelous Marvin Hagler. You're going to be like so many others that died of a heart attack right after they took it. And then the media lies and says, oh, there was an autopsy done on MDX, and there was an autopsy done on Marvelous Marvin. There was an autopsy done on Hank Aaron. But it turned out there wasn't. They just took the shot and had a heart attack the next day. It was usually the second shot. In fact, all three of them died on the second shot. And you've got the discoverer of HIV saying, no, take it. It can cause you to have a heart attack and die. But don't listen to a Nobel Prize winner. Listen to the CDC that makes money off the shots, owns part of the patents, and listen to the very doctors giving you the shots. See, they've bought into the Kool-Aid, man. They've gone along with the whole plan. Bombshell, Nobel Prize winner, reveals COVID vaccine is creating variants. And he goes on to say, causing ADE and other serious problems. But don't listen to him. OSHA pulls guidance stating employers Maybe he'll be liable for adverse reactions if they mandate the vax. It goes on to say it's an unapproved emergency authorized vaccine. It says right here, there may be adverse reactions. That'll be counted as a workplace claim. But now, because that was making some people not take the shot, well, they removed it off there. Oh, the censorship is quite powerful. Isn't that just interesting? Here's another one. Doctor's message about how pediatric deaths from COVID blocked on Facebook. A prestigious doctor testified to the legislature in their state about how children don't die of COVID, but the vaccine can cause them major health problems. And if they've already had COVID, they shouldn't take the vaccine. Well, Facebook says that's not allowed. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But we're going to have Nick Fuentes pop in with us to talk about the incredible racism of the Chicago Mayor Lightfoot, Admiral Akbar's daughter, I'm told. So that is coming up on the other side. And by the way, Nick Fuentes is going to be debating Robert Barnes on the Israeli-Palestinian ongoing conflict tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture, called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First.live, where you find his censored program. He's Nick Fuentes. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You find me at Infowars.com and a lot of radio and TV stations across the country. Keep spreading the word, listeners. It's bypassing the censors. And that's beyond critical in information war. Coming up tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m. and past, we're going to have some commentators on after that and take calls. Tuesday, May 25th, tomorrow, 6 p.m., Barnes versus Fuentes, greatdebate.news is the link you can share and get around the censors, greatdebate.news. You can also find it on the news site that indexes band.video. Get around all the Twitter censors and the rest of it with the news site that we've launched as well that we'll put on screen coming up for you here in a few minutes. So please take notes. But greatdebate.news and, of course, Free World News, freeworldnews.tv. Okay, going to Nick Fuentes for this short segment. Nick, I know this is old news. It happened a few weeks ago, but I saw your commentary on some of the new developments. Your mayor not only says, I can get haircuts, you can't, literally said that. Not only is her wife a white woman, so she likes a little cream in her coffee, but she will not talk to white reporters saying they're inherently bad. I mean, this is beyond KKK stuff. Last time I heard even the KKK will talk to black reporters. This is real race peddling. I mean, we know she doesn't do her own thinking. We know she's a minion of the DNC. What in the hell's going on? What's it like to be a white person living in Chicago and the mayor says that she won't even talk to white people?
Well, it's terrible, Alex. This was a once great city in Chicago, which I know it's hard to believe. Everybody knows Chicago, I think, in America is one of the most violent cities in the world and poor, and now led by Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who is really like a bonehead. And if you see her, she's always wearing these costumes, and now she's saying this kind of racist stuff. And it's really a tragedy what's happened to Chicago. It's kind of a vision of the future of America in many ways, not only with the governance, but how the entire city is set up. And people should really go back and look at what Detroit or Chicago or L.A. or New York City looked like 60, 70, 100 years ago, and look at what they look like today. And that is basically what's going to happen to the entire United States of America, because you see the same trends, the same policies, the same demographic trends and other trends happening elsewhere in America that have destroyed all these cities. And in particular with Mayor Lori Lightfoot, like you said, she's been a disaster with the COVID lockdown, total hypocrite. She tells you you can't get a haircut. She goes out and gets one. She says you can't wear masks. I think she was seen last week at a party with no mask on herself. And she's not the only one. It's Gretchen Whitmer. It's Gavin Newsom. I think it's almost every single one of them who says you have to wear a mask. They, at some point or another, are caught not wearing one. But this came last Tuesday. She said that she'll no longer speak to white journalists or white reporters because she says there's a deficit. There's not enough. Not
but she's married. She's married to a white woman. So again, she has sex with a white woman but won't talk to other white people.
That's right, yeah. Well, she'll only talk to white people, I guess, after work, maybe pillow talk or whatever, something like that, and not to get gross. I don't even like to imagine what's going on over there. But that's right, yeah, she won't talk to journalists who are white on the job, but she has a white wife. Well, you see this all the time, actually. A lot of times, I'm not the first person to say this, but a lot of times you'll see there's a lot of BLM militant black activists, and they all have white boyfriends, particularly the black women. I don't know what that's all about. But with Lori Lightfoot, she said this last Tuesday, and it's amazing, and I know conservatives have pointed this out, and they always do, that if the shoe were on the other foot, obviously this would not be acceptable. I mean, just imagine for one second if Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis or Tucker Carlson said, I won't speak to a non-white journalist. I will not speak to a non-white reporter. Everybody knows what would happen. And you know what this is really part of is institutional anti-white racism, which people don't want to call out, but that's what this is a part of. And people talk about institutional racism a lot over the past year because of the George Floyd killing and the BLM situation last year. But if you really parse it out, you look at government officials and what they say and official government policies, the only people that are on the receiving end of so-called institutional racism are white people. That's not to say that there's not prejudice or bigotry that goes on every day between all different kinds of people. That's the nature of people. But as far as the institutions go, let me take a look at something like affirmative action. I mean, that's the definition of institutional racism when they set a racial quota and they say that insofar as you are black, if you are less qualified, you'll get into the university. And if you're white and more qualified, Asian too, you do not get into the university. And then the same goes for the distribution of the COVID aid money. I had a friend of mine recently who called up his bank and he wanted to get the PPP loan. He's a self-employed person. He wanted to get the Paycheck Protection Program money through the Small Business Association. He called up his bank and the bank told him that he couldn't get the money because he was white. And for now, the SBA is prioritizing their PPP money and their other forms of COVID relief for non-white business owners.
And again, let's be clear, that's all over the news. It's 100% racist, but it's being done to get control of these groups. They're not doing it because they love these groups. They're doing it where they destroy the economy, then make you come hat in hand to get the money, but with political strings attached.
That's right. Well, and destroying... it's really ultimately about destroying the middle class. I mean, that's ultimately what a lot of this is about. When they're introducing Section 8, when they're denying the aid, when they're putting everybody ultimately, I think, on UBI by destroying people's wages, raising the cost of living, inflation. Like you said, they want people coming to the government hat in hand and totally dependent on them. And the vaccine passport is a big part of this, too. I mean, they're creating this infrastructure where unless you abide by the government's mandates, first it's the vaccine, you get the vaccine. Eventually it could be something else. Maybe it's you're not, you know, sufficiently anti-racist. You're not sufficiently liberal.
Oh, in the UK, the government's openly saying if we say you're racist, which is just being nationalist, you're going to be denied health care. That's where this goes. You have a socialist system with mega corporations offshore that are tax exempt, and then the socialist system for the general public decides your behavior is then how you're treated. Basically, the whole world's a giant prison.
Exactly, exactly right. And in the same way that in the prisoners are dependent on the prison guards and the prison wardens bringing them their food and letting them go outside and everything like that, they're creating that in the entire world, on the entire planet Earth, where unless you abide by the government's edicts or mandates, they will shut down your life. And when you don't own anything, and when you don't have anything that you could really say is your own, like what's happening right now, government setting up checkpoints in front of every grocery store, restaurant, you know, baseball game or whatever, that's ultimately the consequence is complete and total control over your life. If you don't abide by what they say, then they can revoke.
I mean, I don't disagree. That's what's happening. It's a fact. No one can deny it. What about this? I'm not a litigious person, but on average, at least in the past, white people or conservatives, whatever you want to say, aren't as litigious. Christians aren't as litigious. Well, it's not litigious if I go to a bank to get a loan, the bank's been given money to help small businesses, and I'm white, and then they say, sorry, you're white. That's BS. Nothing to do with black people. It's an institution discriminating against me. They need to be sued out of business. That is outrageous.
Absolutely, absolutely agree. And with white people, it seems like we're a demographic which kind of just gets like kicked around. If this happened to any other group, and we know who that is, it would either be riots in the street or it'd be ADL, ACLU coming down hard. So that's where we, as conservatives, as patriots, we have to begin to organize to retaliate against this kind of stuff with litigation, like you said, because this is illegal. It should be illegal. This is America. We
Next
still have rights.
Five more minutes on the other side. I want to ask you a few other political questions about the Democrats and Republicans. Straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K3 Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, been sold out for months, back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack. pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a lost leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Like an angel,
look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel,
but I got wise.
You're the devil in the sky, or as you are, devil in the sky.
Coming up tomorrow night, it kicks off at 6 p.m. At about 6:30, the debate will start. And don't worry, because I talk a lot and I'm a loudmouth. I'm not going to be really talking during this debate other than controlling the time. I'll have a few questions that are pre-prepared that I give to them on the spot. But Robert Barnes and Fuentes are going to be debating tomorrow night live, commercial-free, starting at 6 p.m. Central at greatdebate.news. You can share that URL. It hasn't been banned by Twitter or Facebook yet. It is a sublink to a subpage of ban.video. They did ban the URL that we've been using the last 4 months, which is banthis.tv, which is just an index of the same site, but it got too popular, so they banned that a few days ago. So we created a new URL so you can be activist and share it. And we'll put that on screen, and that is, of course, freeworldnews.tv. What a great name.
freeworldnews.tv. I'm intending to even launch a new podcast and a show called that, just so you know. Might be a month, might be 6 months from now, but it's happening. Another studio, whole nine yards. We're just expanding in the face of the tyranny. Freeworldnews.tv. You heard it here first. All right, Nick, I want to talk some about the debate coming up tomorrow night. I'm trying to get Barnes on tomorrow before the debate to give his views as a prelude. But shifting gears, just back to the big picture. I had you on about Lightfoot, an incredible example of double standards. I saw your own piece. It was excellent. It's at Bandai Video, a clip from your live show you do weeknights, where you simply stated the fact that, notice the article said, is it wrong, she said, I won't talk to white people. It's like saying, is it wrong that someone molested a child? They always, is it wrong that they're doing the knockout game, knocking white people out? This is how the left does it. I wanted you to finish up speaking on that, and then, big picture, what else is on your radar, what you think is most important right now?
Sure. Well, yeah, to finish up on Lori Lightfoot, what was amazing is even in the covers that I read, I think in the New York Post is a seemingly right-leaning publication, they talked about how Lori Lightfoot said, well, she won't talk to white journalists because she thinks that there's not enough non-white journalists. And New York Post said, well, actually, there's two non-white journalists from one station alone. And I'm thinking, isn't that really kind of besides the point? It doesn't really matter why she's doing it. If she's discriminating based on race, if she's hating against white people, it doesn't really matter that, like, well, technically her reasoning isn't totally correct. And conservatives have got to break free from that mentality. People got to call it what it is, which is anti-white. I'm actually very pleased to see a lot of people are beginning to say that, because that's what it is. People try to obfuscate it in many different ways, and they call it different things, which are real. You know, things like cultural Marxism, critical race theory is real. But it's important that we explicitly say it's anti-white, because you're going to see more and more of it. And these are the kinds of people that are, they're acceding up through the different ranks in power. It's Lori Lightfoot's the mayor of Chicago. Stacey Abrams, she could be the governor of Georgia, and Kamala Harris could be the president of the United States one day. And I mean, make no mistake about it, the people are anti-white. But so that's Lori Lightfoot. I think that kind of ties it up.
Let me just add one more point and then get to the next point, because you're absolutely right. But notice all these universities in Europe, in Australia, in the UK, here, Canada, it's globally done by the corporations and governments. It's not like these universities just come up with this by themselves, and it's you know, one university does this, one does that. It's all unified now down to just elementary schools and right on up to trade schools. It's the same corporate propaganda. It's Marxist. The head of Space Force came out and said that a week ago. He got fired over it for saying we have Marxist infiltration. Black Lives Matter is Marxist. It's the founders say it's Marxist. It's in their code of battle plan. It's in their platform. But pulling back, all these different colleges are like, no whites are allowed this weekend. It started in Kansas and then moved to Washington State universities. And then the UK has it. And then, oh, rock climbing only for black students because, you know, whites are bad. Just it's outrageous to introduce that idea. That's not about giving special perks to black people. It's about the government having the power to say who's essential and who isn't, and to pick favorites, which is the essential ingredient of an authoritarian system.
Right. Well, and they're attacking the sort of foundational stock of America. This is an assault on the United States of America, on Europe. It's happening through mass migration. And like you said, it's happening with this sort of public-private partnership between the world's giant corporations and the governments of the world and their central banks. And as we happen to be in the United States of America, this sort of constitutes and manifests itself as an attack on the stock of the country, on the majority stock, the middle class, the sort of interior of the country. I think what's very important to note is that if you look at Donald Trump's voter base, it was people from so-called flyover country, largely white people, that put him into power. And he was the challenge against the global power structure. And so when they strike at white America, when they strike at white people, they're striking at the base of the people that mounted this challenge to their power in 2016. And it's very important to know that's where it's going to come from. When they take over, when they do full COVID, you know, Project Bluebeam, whatever, when they go full bore, you know, Bill Gates, technocratic dictatorship globally, it is going to be the base of people that put Donald Trump into power in 2016 that will resist that.
That's they right. They know it's been Christians that challenged autocratic control. The Christians have done some bad too, but over time. And they know it's been the American system that defeated the King of England. And so they know there's traditionalists who will challenge the New World Order, and so that's why they're going after the only opposition really left on the planet is Christian Americans, and the globalists are trying to make it racial so people of color don't adopt the American ethos, don't adopt the birthright because they're now Americans, and hopefully they can be used against America in some type of bizarre social envy. But I don't see that working. We saw record numbers vote for Trump who weren't white, but the globalists just stole the election anyways.
That's right. Well, in 2020, obviously Donald Trump won the election. He won every one of those six swing states where there was election meddling, where there was mail-in ballot fraud. And you're right, to an extent, that in 2020, Trump got way more votes from Hispanics. He got slightly more with blacks and I think more with Jewish people as well. Ultimately, what it comes down to is that the people that are pouring across the border right now, they are not in a position to defend themselves against globalism. They are distinctly aware, and they're shrewd. The people that are in power, they know that when you look at these kinds of communities, whether it's
permanent underclass they control.
Exactly, exactly right. These are people that they don't have the wherewithal, they don't have the finances, they don't own anything. These are not people that are any kind of barrier to total control from the government.
They're coming out of a surf state into a new surf state. In closing, because you cover a lot of intriguing stuff and I watch your show, we now are blessed to have you posting it after it's live at man.video. Nick Fuentes has his own page, uncensored. He uploads right to it with his crew. Just amazing videos. I watch them all the time at man.video. You talk about Bluebeam. You talk about the hyping of the UFOs. I totally agree with your take on that.
Yes, yeah. This is something which people really need to start to become aware of because they're pushing this UFO thing really hard for like the past 6 months or so. And if you notice, all this UFO hype, all this UFO talk, it's coming from the Pentagon. You know, and I was talking to my family the other day. I said, you know, it would be one thing if there was some kind of viral video, and that would be suspect in itself, but it would be one thing if it was random, if it was a new development.
It'd be one thing if 100 people videotaped in Central Park.
Exactly, right. If it was some kind of mass, everybody saw it in the night sky. But all of this is being pushed because the Pentagon has decided to selectively now declassify things that have happened a long time ago. And so the Pentagon is pushing out there, oh, well, you know, we found this grainy footage of a UFO from 5 years ago, and we decided to declassify that. Now, Barack Obama is talking about it. 60 Minutes does a big special, and now they're pushing this.
The deep state is just a way to be credible to push off into UFOs.
Right, because people look at this and they say, oh, well, that's an Air Force pilot. It's a general who said that. I'm thinking it's a general. Wasn't it the generals that said they had weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? I mean, these are people that lie to advance the agenda of the regime, to advance the agenda of the state. That makes it less credible. If you were talking about it, I would say, okay, alien invasion tomorrow. When they talk about it, I say, you know what, aliens may never exist, right? Because they lie. So people have got to be very aware.
I totally agree. Hey, Nick, you're hosting the debate. You're going to be part of the debate with Robert Barnes tomorrow, 6 p.m. Thank you so much. There goes Nick Fuentes, America First. We'll come back and get the number out and take your calls and cover a lot of news. Stay with us. GreatDebate.news.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give the number out. I want to take your calls next hour on a host of issues. In fact, any issue you want to raise, all the amazingly frightening COVID news coming out, the fact that, of course, they were working on gain-of-function coronavirus systems at the Wuhan lab. Everybody's like, Jones, you've been vindicated. President Trump's vindicated. It was all known from the beginning. We got the information to President Trump. He listened to us on it. Others did, but it wasn't enough. Yes, we'll talk about that. All the different heart attacks and deaths from the vaccines, the attempt to create massive racial division in this country. Any subject you want to talk about, anything you want to get into, I want to hear from you at 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And if you're trying to call international and for some reason can't get through on a 1-800 number, dial the country access code and 512-646-1776. Wide open phones. First-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. People that disagree call in very seldomly. And sometimes I see them commenting online like, oh, those are fake calls anyways. I'm not going to call in there. No, these aren't fake calls. These are real calls, real people, And you can just call in and find out for yourself at 877-789-2539. You know, we're not even supposed to have a debate about what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening with Israel and the Palestinians. You either got people that say Israel should be able to nuke the Middle East or people that say Israel should be blown up. I don't agree with either of that. And I understand geopolitically some other things are going on, but I really look forward to tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central kicking off a real debate, the way debates were done on television 40 years ago, the way they were done between Lincoln and Douglas 160 years ago, 170 years ago, where I'm just going to moderate and make sure that they get equal time, and I'm going to let them ask each other questions. And I'm not even going to give them what I plan to do, other than it'll be an hour and a half debate, and I bet you I talk 4 minutes during that hour and a half. And just like the Lincoln Douglas debates, if they want to keep going, we'll just keep going. Because those old-fashioned debates might go 5-6 hours. And the reason I'm doing this is I think the Israel-Palestine thing is important. But compared to forced inoculations and total world government and tens of millions starving to death through the lockdowns, it's small fry. And again, I'm not lessening it, but it lessens the tens of millions starving to death from the COVID lockdowns to not point out that's more important and bigger. And so I really want to have a debate format here because they don't want real long-form debates. I want to do a good job on this debate to make sure both sides get the exact same amount of time so that we can host more debates here. And so you're not going to get the customary Alex Jones that's bantering back and forth. I've gotten better about not interrupting over the years. And some guest hosts and some hosts and some guests are better at bantering back and forth, kind of the talk radio format of old line conservative is to have long droning interviews where one person talks for 5 minutes and then another talks for 5 minutes. We don't do that. I talk a couple minutes, they talk a couple minutes, vice versa. But you're not going to get that with this debate tomorrow night. I have got a plan, and it's basically let them debate, but with the limitation of time constraints so that one person doesn't run over the other. And then we're going to have Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer in here. I'm going to leave when the debate is over. And they're going to host as long as they want, as long as the crew wants to be here, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever, to give their take and their view on it. And they'll probably, hopefully, open the phones up. I mean, I haven't, again, planned it out that much because a real debate is supposed to be a free-for-all. The globalists don't want that. They want everything controlled. These things they call debates today, where there's three moderators and they ask their questions and then, oh, you get 1 minute and 30-second response and they control it by the questions that are asked. A real debate should be the people debating that are the supposed experts battling it out themselves. So what you're going to see tomorrow is a real debate. And I actually went and pulled up the Lincoln Douglas debate. They got a transcript of it. You can pull it up at any university site you want. And there are rhetoric departments and history departments. And so I'm going to do as best I can that style. Of course, those guys would just run on as long as they want it. One will go on for 10 minutes, one will go on for 5 minutes, one will go on for 20 minutes, one will go on for 6 minutes. So again, I'm going to stop talking about that at that point. But I really want to be able to use this infrastructure we've got and that we've built and that you as listeners have built to have long-form podcasts and to have long-form debates and long-form discussions because that's what freedom is really all about. And hearing from people you disagree with. You know, you can never get leftists to come on a show because they're all so controlled by foundations. And the foundations give them talking points, and that's all they can say. And they don't want them on shows that are freeform. That's why the left wants to get rid of talk radio. That's why they want internet censorship, because they're authoritarians and they're dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, 877-789-ALEX, and we will take your calls for the entirety of the third hour. Okay. I got through two stacks today, and I have all these other stacks here. And so what I'm going to do is at the start of each segment, I'll just read a stack's headlines and then go take calls. But that way we at least get the headlines out there because it is simply incredible. And all these different Democrats, again, caught, but also overseas, all the leftists, not following their own stupid COVID rules because they're not for them. They're the ruling class. They're never going to follow those rules. That's why you got to have a system where everybody's got freedom. Because if everybody doesn't have freedom, nobody has freedom. And I played this a few weeks ago. Owen Schroyer played it again last night when he hosted Sunday Live from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's a little girl, and she's like 5 years old, 6 years old, and she's speaking in Florida to the city council about ending the mask mandate of children, and she just knocks it completely out of the park. As the Bible says, out of the mouths of babes, here it is.
And I don't think barely anybody likes masks in schools. Their children are suffocating. You don't know what it feels like, and just it's nonsense. Seriously. Like, why would you do that? Why in the world would you do that? And God created us so we can be free people. And we're not being free here or at public schools. Okay? So I would take your masks off if I were you. And I'm not wearing a mask right now, and I never will as much as I can. And George Washington made America so we could be free citizens of the United States of America. And the Statue of Liberty is for liberty and freedom, and we're not free. So maybe you just don't believe in George Washington or God, or like the boss of you or someone is controlling you. Stand up.
I want to get the full speech on air sometime. She says, stand up and be free. And that's not scripted. That's a little girl that's got the spirit of liberty in her. See the full video. Take the mask off. These children, little girl goes to the city council. There's an epic anti-mask rant to the school board that was being held at the city council building. Okay. Your calls are coming up. And then Trump sued for $22 million for calling COVID China virus. Even if he was wrong, he has that right of free speech. But he's right, and now it's all coming out. The same leftist groups suing me are suing Trump. They don't want us to have speech. It's wrong. We have the Optimum Trifecta sale that ends today on three of our best-selling products, Turbo Force, 10 Hours of Clean Energy, Ultimate Fish Oil says it all, and, of course, Survival Shield X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the good halogen, so good for your mental clarity, so good for your immune system, your body. It is an essential that the system is really working to get out of the food supply, because it makes you very, very servile and easy to control. All three of those together are 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. On the trifecta special, InfoWarsStore.com, last day to get that. And if it's about to sell out, why am I doing a discount? Because I want those of you on the fence to try it and see how amazing it is. We'll be right back with hour number three in your calls.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.